today. The first round of $500 checks to 500,000 Mass residents to be sent out. Unlike Massachusetts, Connecticut lawmakers vote to suspend the gas tax. Whately firemen free a dog's stuck paw, and a Longmeadow girl sells lemonade to support Ukraine, and a lot more.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
It's Thursday, March 24, 2022. The weather a bit more crisp than yesterday and not as dry. Cloudy and showers and drizzle for the remainder of today and tonight. Highs 40 to 44 degrees. Winds northeast 5 to 10. Tonight cloudy, showers, drizzle and fog, a low of 36 to 40. The winds are north 5 to 10 miles per hour. Springfield Museum's proud to present a legacy of campus activism, the Springfield College protests of 1969 through 70. March 29 through June 26 at the Wood Museum of Springfield History. Working under the supervision of Associate Professor of History Ian Delahanty, College Archivist Jeff Monso, and Vice President for Communications and External Affairs Stephen Rulier, student researchers Isabella Bruns, Jack Dignan, Emily Gentile, Sabrina Moore, and Sabrina Williams poured through archival documents and photographs, listened to dozens of hours of oral history interviews, and collaborated through the fall and winter of 2021 to 22 to produce this exhibit. The scholars explored black student activism and protests on the Springfield College campus during this period of 1969 to 1970, a tumultuous time for the United States with a war in Vietnam and civil disobedience pushing the American population to rethink the status quo in favor of a more equitable society. Black Springfield College students and allies stood up for their right to equal representation at their school. Mayor Sarno and school superintendent Daniel Warwick will join with Central High School principal Tad Tokars, athletic director Dwayne Early, coach James G., and the girls' basketball team to honor and acknowledge them for winning the 2022 MIAA Division I state championship. Mayor Sarno will attend the 31st annual Gray House Spaghetti Supper at the Greek Cultural Center to support the Gray cause and mission of the Gray House. The mayor will also join with Chief Development Officer Tim Sheehan to join with Congressman Richard Neal, Springfield Library Director Molly Fogarty, and members of the Library Commission and Friends of the Library to announce the new facade lighting that has been installed on the Springfield Central Library on State Street, a busy day for the Springfield mayor. It is with great sadness that the Chicopee Police Department announces the passing of Detective Stanley Zielonka. Stanley Zeke served the citizens of Chicopee honorably for 35 years, retiring in 1997. He was a patrol officer and detective serving as one of the first narcotics officers in the area. Our condolences to his family and friends. Are you listening, Massachusetts lawmakers? Connecticut lawmakers voted Wednesday to suspend the state's gas tax. Starting next week, the 25-cent per gallon excise tax will be suspended from April 1st through June 30th in order to give relief to drivers during a global surge in gas prices. The Democratic-controlled House of Representatives voted unanimously 143-0 in favor of the emergency bill. The Senate passed it unanimously a few hours later. Prices will not drop immediately on April 1st. However, the tax is paid at the distribution level, so gas stations will have to see all of the already taxed gas in their underground tanks before consumers will see any savings. Tonight marks 31 years of the Gray House Annual Spaghetti Supper. Tonight from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., the event will return to the Greek Cultural Center at 8 Plainfield Street after 2 years. Tickets are a minimum donation, $5. Children under 6 are free. Entry and raffle tickets are available at the door. In addition to coming together sharing our mission and raising funds to serve the most vulnerable in our community, the Spaghetti Supper provides us with an opportunity to recognize our dedicated supporters. This year, the Gray House will honor the Carey family, who has been involved with the Gray House since its inception. From helping to restore the fire-damaged Victorian house after its purchase, to their instrumental work in running one of our longest and largest Christmas toy drives at the parish, St. Mary's, in Longmeadow. The Carey family has continuously embodied the spirit of the Gray House over the past four decades. So they'd love you to join them tonight to celebrate them and dish up the spaghetti. And a salute to the Whateley Fire Department, who today helped a very well-mannered rescue dog that got its paw lodged in the step of a semi-truck. Some careful cutting and patience, and she was back on her feet. So, thanks for the help of the South Deerfield Fire District and Whateley Police. Are you thirsty? Well, maybe a glass of lemonade in Longmeadow might help. Now, here's more about that from Pioneer Valley Pediatrics. One of our patients ran a lemonade stand, and she raised $400. She spent all her profits on supplies to help Ukraine. This inspirational girl brought in diapers, bags of clothes, blankets, sleeping bags, toys, and adorable stuffed animals. Mom, we'd love to know who she is so we can thank her. Maybe you could give us a call? That would be the Pioneer Valley Pediatrics in Longmeadow. Hundreds of thousands of low-income workers in Massachusetts will soon be receiving $500 checks from the state of Massachusetts. The Baker administration on Tuesday unveiled plans for distribution of the cash payments as part of the COVID-19 Essential Employee Premium Pay Program. The payments, worth $250 million, will be mailed to some 500,000 people by the end of March. This comes to us from the state. This is the first round of funds being distributed as part of the $460 million program enacted last December when Governor Charlie Baker signed a $4 billion spending plan for American Rescue Plan Act funds. The state is basing payment on filed 2020 mass tax returns. People will be eligible for payments if their income from employment was at least $12,750 and their total income puts them below 300% of the federal poverty level. The state says people who received unemployment compensation in 2020 will not be eligible for the first round of payments. Also, Commonwealth Executive Branch employees who received or will receive a one-time payment from the state as their employee are also not eligible. Thank you very much for joining us for some little tidbits of information and public service and public affairs that we hope will be helpful to you as you make your way across the region today. I hope you're with us for tomorrow's program. Friday, we'll look back over the course of the week and ahead to the weekend and what's going on here in our region. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Brad Shepherd, personally thanking you for being with us for our show today, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.